Scholastic Audiobooks presents Into the Mist by Patrick Carman, read by Ron McLarty. Part 1, The House on the Hill. One does not discover new lands without consenting to lose sight of the shore for a very long time. André Gide. Chapter 1. A Nod and a Wink. There was a chill in the air when I came out from below and onto the deck of the Warwick Beacon. I stood at the mast alone for a long time and watched soft white mist swirl on the surface of the water. It's easy to lose track of time on a long voyage, so it's hard to say how long I stood there before hearing the sound of footsteps approaching on the old wooden deck.
"You look well this morning, Alexa."
It was Roland, arriving from the bridge to bring me my morning cup of tea. He was always up first, before Yipes or I could imagine raising so much as an eyebrow, and there was always hot tea to be had from the captain of the Warwick Beacon. It was one of his very few but frequent indulgences. The tea steamed in the morning light, and we stood at the rail, no land in sight, the sails catching a lazy breeze. The cup was warm in my hand, a comfort against the cold beginning of a new day on the lonely sea.